We pray. Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe everything you say. Amen. Do you sometimes envy people in other church bodies because they aren't so strict about doctrine? Now, I have to admit, my old Adam has planted such thoughts in my mind in the past. There are quite a spectrum of churches that claim the name Christian, who subscribe to what I might call easy Christianity. On the one end of the spectrum are those who go so far as to reject the full and free forgiveness that Jesus came to bring, and yet they call themselves Christians. A bit further up the spectrum are those who mix the gospel with good works, which they say are needed to complete our salvation. Further on are those who claim that Jesus died for some people, but not for everyone. And then there are those who do preach the gospel, but who pick and choose which teachings of Jesus they will accept, and then they proceed to distort the other teachings into a twisted version of the truth. Perhaps the teaching of Jesus that offends them the most is the doctrine of fellowship. Basically, the Spirit tells us that we should join in public and private worship only with those people who subscribe to all the teachings of Christ. Now, the practice of fellowship comes in the form of prayer, communion, evangelizing, and joining together to teach religion to others. Now, this might be called hard Christianity for us, this doctrine of fellowship, because it requires us to take a stand for the truth. And many churches don't want to do this. It's too hard. They want to feel free to worship with anybody who says, "I'm a Christian." Some want to pray even with those who worship false gods. Easy Christianity. That's what they want. Listen to Jesus in Matthew 7. "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it." So that broad, wide way is the easy one. The narrow way is the difficult one. And we all need to come to grips with the truth that this pathway that leads to heaven is fraught with difficulties. It is hard Christianity. Okay, now I'm going to take the opposite view, because Jesus also said this: "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So here he is telling us that true Christianity is easy. So what is it? Is it hard or is it easy? Well, it's both. From the standpoint of our relationship with other people, Christianity is hard. When it comes to our relationship with God, Jesus has made it easy. So in this passage, Jesus is laying out the difference between those who have a law-based religion, doing good works, earning your way to heaven, and those who have a gospel-based religion. Under the yoke of the law, people labor. They are working hard, trying to please God so they can get into heaven. However, they fail again and again. Therefore, Jesus says they become heavy laden, loaded down with a burden of sin that they can't get rid of. For such people, Christianity is hard. That is, when it comes to their relationship with God. As we have already seen, easy Christianity has to do with our relationship to other people, their relationship to other people, that is. So throughout your life, you're going to be making choices between easy Christianity and hard Christianity. In your relationship with other people, you have to realize that the temptation is going to be there to join them on the easy road. The people around you will be happy with you if you do that, because you're not challenging their beliefs. Rather, by your silence, you're actually encouraging them in their false beliefs. Now, that's when the flip side of the fellowship coin comes into play. When you compromise your beliefs for the sake of an easy relationship with other people, then your relationship with God is going to become harder. On the wide, easy road, however, you're going to find the yoke of the law weighing you down, guilty conscience being a great burden to you. You'll wonder if God still loves you, if he will forgive you for your slip sliding away. People who discard the teachings of Scripture for the easy life find themselves doubting everything, even the gospel itself. However, if you remain firm in the Holy Scriptures, not swerving to the right or to the left, the gospel of Jesus Christ will make your relationship with God easy. You will know that because of Jesus, all is well between you and God. You will know that those scriptures that you hold sacred are telling you this. They tell you that the Son of God became man so that he could pay the full price for your eternal redemption. You don't have to contribute anything. So as you go out into the world, what's it going to be? What I call easy Christianity, where you want to get along with everybody, and so you keep your mouth shut about what you actually believe? Or will it be hard Christianity, wherein the people of this world will make your existence difficult? But on account of Jesus, you'll know everything's okay between you and God. Let's turn to hymn 627. Now, as you sing, in verses 2 and 4, you're going to find that the third person pronoun is being used, and I want you to change it to the second person, the first person, so you're talking about yourself. So like in verse 2, tender shepherd, never leave us. And instead of they, we say we. And instead of their, T-H-E-I-R, you say our. Okay? Got it? 627, verses 2 and 4.
By thy warning, love, correct. thy holy word instruct us, fill our minds with every lie. Let thy powerful grace constrain us to approve.